I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorism continues to be the biggest threat to the world today. Earlier this week, a senior aide to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a raid in Iraq. It's uncertain what this means for security there, but one thing is clear. It's a battleground physically and spiritually, says EvangelCube International's Tom Doyle, who's in the region right now.
We know that that area needs to be flooded with prayer and conversions and discipleship and life-giving churches, because that's what's really going to bring back great things in that area in Iraq and in the Middle East. People will be able to live and enjoy the freedom, and that freedom can only come in Christ.
EvangelCubes are puzzle-like cubes helping Christians share the gospel. Even though Iraq is unstable, EvangelCube training is taking place.
The nationals are asking us to train them and let them go in, and we just trained a group that went in and shared the EvangelCube with 400 new believers, and they're equipped now and sharing the gospel.
And Bhutan is known as the last place on the roof of the world. Its people living in the mountainous regions of the area follow traditions steeped in Buddhism. For those with an image of building up the body of Christ there, change has come slowly and with difficulty. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi says the vision for evangelizing the lost peoples in and around India began a generation ago. What's more, there's fruit.
Way back in 1959, a group of people in Northeast India began praying for Bhutan. Now, by the grace of God, we have the New Testament that is translated in the Bhutanese Dzongkha language, and we are going to print it.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.